一起低头祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，你知道我们何等需要你的恩典。
Lord, you know that we need your grace.
你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weaknesses.
你知道我们的愚拙。
You know our foolishness.
主，你也知道我们常常悖逆。
And you know that we are constantly in rebellion.
主，求你自己在应主你基督生孩子的缘故，亲自对我们说话。
May your beloved Son Jesus speak personally to us.
如果你不说话，我们在这世上就没有力量。
If you do not speak to us, then we cannot have any strength.
我们没有方向。
We have no direction.
我们更没有目的。
And we also have no goal.
求你加添心力。
May you strengthen us.
主，帮助我们说的，帮助我们在做的，帮助我们翻译的，都仰望在你面前。
We commit the one who speaks, the one who translates, and all who are listening into your hands.
主，求你恩典怜悯与我们同在。
May your grace and mercy be with us.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 谢主还有这个机会。
We thank the Lord again for this opportunity.
和弟兄姐妹一起敬拜我们的主。
That together we can worship our brothers and sisters.
我想上一次有一点的分享是在十个月以前。
I believe it was about 10 months ago that I had some sharing here.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹在十个月里面，在神的恩典里面，我们又成长了多少。
I don't know how much we have grown in the Lord in these past 10 months.
我想主一直恩待与我们同在。
I believe that God's grace has been with us.
我是在1986年3月的时候受洗。
In August of 1986, I was baptized.
我想刚开始也是有一些的追求，所谓的追求，还有一些的服事。
And at that time, I had some so-called pursuits and also some service.
但是大约有差不多有十二年左右，我就好像走到了一条好像没有路可以走。
But after about 10 to 12 years, it seemed that I had walked into a dead end.
好像信主也不过就这个样子。
As if believing the Lord was just this.
很感谢主，借着一些弟兄姐妹的一些提醒和交通。
But thank the Lord for some fellowship and some reminders for other brothers and sisters.
又开启我那属灵里面的眼睛。
That the spiritual eyes in my heart were again opened.
看见我们基督徒是，看见我们跟随主的人的路是何等美，何等的善，何等的广。
That the way to follow the Lord is beautiful, perfect, and acceptable.
我一直记得，西珍弟兄。
I remember that our brother Christian Chen.
他用马太福音十九章八节。
He will often use Matthew chapter 19, verse 8.
他提醒我说，起初并不是这个样子。
That from the beginning it has not been this way.
神有他的心意。
God has His will.
可能我们在圣经里面有看到许多神的心意，但是常常我们有一些的误解。
And perhaps we can often see the Lord's heart, but we may have some misunderstandings.
所以弟兄交通到神起初的心意。
So our brother shared about God's purpose from the beginning.
我还记得他也用马太福音十三章三十二节。
And he often used Matthew chapter 13 verse 32.
讲到那个芥菜种长成了一棵大树，而且有天空中的飞鸟住在其中。
He spoke of the mustard seed that grew into a large tree, and the birds of the air came and nested in the branches.
我一直记得他说话的那个形象。
And I always remember the image he presented.
那个态度。
And that attitude.
那个坚持。
And how he was faithful.
还有他在神话语里面的那个交通。
And the fellowship in the word.
他提醒我们在今天教会的光景。
He reminded us of the condition of the church today.
所以要回到圣经神的话语里面。
We have to return to the words in the Bible.
提到回到神的真实属于基督的身体那个教会里面。
Return to the church that is the body of Christ.
所以回到神起初的心意，回到圣经，回到基督的身体，就成为帮助我的一个警醒提醒。
And the back to the beginning, back to the Bible, and back to the body of Jesus Christ was a great reminder for me.
其实我想在准备交通的弟兄们，我们都有同样的感觉。
I believe that those who are preparing to share have the same feeling.
当我们在交通，当我们在准备交通的时候，真正得益处的是我们在准备的。
That when we are preparing to preach, that the one who is truly edified is ourselves.
我记得在提摩太，当我在交通提摩太前后书的时候
，I remember that when I was sharing on 1st and 2nd Timothy.
他提醒我。
He reminded me.
我们对于神的话不可以偏心。不可以有成见。
That we can't have any preconceived ideas or biases when we read the word.
他也提醒我，我们是为了神，我们要打那个圣经的信心那美好的仗。
And that we have to fight the good fight of faith.
我们要持定，把握住我们神所召我们在我们心中那永远的生命。
To hold fast to the eternal life to which we were called.
我们要有那种生命的感觉。
We have to have that feeling of life.
他也提醒我了，在凡事上，不管在顺境逆境，我们总是要准备，要成为神的见证。
And we have to be the Lord's testimony and be ready in season and out of season.
所以在过去的交通里面，其实在我生命中，在生活中，常常有许多的提醒。
So in my past sharings, I have had many reminders in my life.
其实在今天这个世代里面，
And in today's generation,
我们的头好像是越来越低。
It seems as if our heads look down lower and lower.
有人常常就这样子，坐在那里也是这样子。
Many people look down when they stand or sit.
啊，走路也是这样子。
Or even when they walk.
所以在这个好像越来越低头的状况之下，之后好像现在科技还有一个叫做 VR。
And now there's a new technology called VR.
它就把你们眼睛就蒙住了。
And it covers your eyes in virtual reality.
但是你就可以享受那个身体感官上面的那些娱乐。
And yet you can experience many things.
所以我们的眼睛就好像已经不再是能够注意那个天上的事情。
It's as if our eyes are no longer able to focus on the things of heaven.
我们也不再注意我们心里面那个生命的感觉。
And we also don't focus on the feeling of life in our hearts.
常常有了一个手机，我们可以以前是电脑，现在一个手机，我们可以过一天的生活。
We can spend the whole day on a computer or phone.
而躺在床上也可以这么方便，就这样子看。
You can even look at it when you are lying in bed.
所以我们的生命好像就很容易就这样子流失掉了。
And it's as if our life just ebbs away like that.
感谢主，我们今天还能够在一起，我们来敬拜他。
Thank the Lord that we can still worship Him together today.
我们来仰望主，我们那位天上的主，也在我们心里面的主，常常对我们说话。
We can look to our Lord, the Lord who is in heaven and speaks to us in our hearts.
加添心力，给我们在世上有那个见证的生活。
To strengthen our hearts so that we can have a testimony in life.
我今天要想交通一下，就是我那个单章上讲的三个女人和三个器皿。或者三个容器。
So today I want to share about the woman and the alabaster jar.
有人说这很奇怪的题目，问我说你怎么找这种奇怪的题目。
Now someone has told me that this seems like a very strange topic.
其实弟兄姐妹都已经知道，其实当我们看看那个经文的时候，就知道大概我想要交通什么。
But I believe that when brothers and sisters see the verses, they probably know what I want to share on.
其实所谓交通不是就分享，其实。盼望把我心里面有一些的得着和弟兄姐妹分享。
And I hope that I can share some of the things I have received in my heart.
所以我可能一个女人和一个器皿大概用13分钟，我盼望可以结束。
So I hope that I can talk about each woman and each ointment for 12 minutes.
然后以后如果还有机会，我再细细讲其中的事。交通。
And in the future, if there's another opportunity, I can go into more detail.
那头一个好不好？我们可不可以打开圣经《路加福音》第7章36到50节？
Let's start by turning to Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50.
好不好？ 请弟兄姐妹帮忙念一下吧。 今天菲利普他有点感冒， 那我已经念很多次了， 所以你们该你们念一念。
So let's, today let's have the brothers and sisters seated have the opportunity to read it out loud.
路加福音第七章三十六节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 36.
到五十节好不好？
To verse 50, let's read it.
有一个利赛人
was requesting him to die.
对对。 那城里有一个女人，是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐时，站在耶稣背后，挨着他的发箍，连累湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把伤膏抹上，请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事。 不知道摸他的是谁，是个怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。耶稣对他说：“西门，我有话要对你说。”西门说：“夫子，请说。”耶稣说：“一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子，因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。” 西门回答说：“我说是那哥的。”耶稣说：“你断得不错。”反过来，那你们对着西门说：“你们看见这女人吗？我进了你的脚，你没有给我洗脚；但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用眼眶擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女就不住地用嘴亲我的脚。” 你没有用上膏抹我脚，所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免，因为他的爱多。但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。于是对那女人说：“你的罪赦免了。”同席的人心里说：“这是什么人，竟赦免人的罪呢？”耶稣对那女人说：“你信救了我，平平安安的。” 回去吧。好的，诸位，我想要在这里，好不好？也请弟兄姐妹帮忙，就是问几个问题，请大家思考一下，回答一下。So
right now, I will ask a few questions, and I hope brothers and sisters can consider these questions and answer them.
因为我们讲中文，弟兄姐妹多，所以我想先用英文来发这个问题。So
we will ask these questions in English first, and then say it again in Chinese.
所以如果弟兄姐妹你有答案，也可以说出来。If
you have the answer, feel free to say it out loud.
我们就思考这两个人，法利赛人跟这个女人。We
will be considering the Pharisee and this woman.
第一个问题。Okay,
the first question is, who has more money?
这两个人哪一个人比较有钱？啊？
The answer.
我觉得好像圣经没有这样讲。
I don't think the Bible has specifically said.
并没有说这两个人哪一个人比较有钱。The
Bible does not explicitly say who has more money.
第二个问题。
The second question, who is respected by people more?
这两个人哪一个人更受人的尊敬？ Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. 法利赛人。
The second question, the answer is the Pharisee.
第三个。
The third question, who has more knowledge?
法利赛人,
also the Pharisee.
第四个问题,
Number four, who talks more?
谁说话比较多? 法利赛人,
also the Pharisee.
实际上我们中国人跟美国人就不太一样, 美国的弟兄就比较愿意参与, 我们中国的弟兄都不太讲话的。
Seems like the brothers and sisters who speak English are more willing to participate than the brothers and sisters who share in Chinese.
我想除了主耶稣以外，这个法利赛人说的比较多。I
believe that in addition to Jesus who spoke a lot, the Pharisees spoke more in this passage.
法利赛人心里面也在说话。And
the Pharisee was saying things from his heart.
主耶稣都知道。And
the Lord knows all of that.
第五个。Question
5. Who was a sinner?
谁是罪人？圣经里面讲的。Woman, 这个女人。Someone
said the woman.
圣经讲出来了，在对不对？他有讲吗？ 37节很清楚，他说这个女人是个罪人。
In Luke 7:37, it clearly says there was a woman in the city who was a sinner.
第六个问题。
Question number 6. Who has more sin?
谁有更多的罪？法利赛人？
Is it the Pharisee? Is it the woman?
Both. 我们两个都是罪人，谁比较多，他也没有说。
So, we know that both of them are sinners, but the Bible once again does not say who has more sin.
第七.
Number 7. Who loved the Lord more?
在旧约经文来看，谁爱主比较多？
In this context.
Woman, 那个女人爱主比较多。第八个问题。
Question 8. Whose sin was forgiven more?
哪一个法利赛人跟这个女人，哪一个人的罪被赦免的比较多？ Woman.
The woman.
第九个。
Number 9. Who has more faith?
谁有更，这两个人哪一个人有更多的信心？好像是 女人比较多。
It seems to be the woman.
因为主耶稣说你的信救了你。
Because he said to the woman, your faith has saved you.
第十个。
Number 10. Who can go in peace?
谁可以平平安安的去了？这个女人。
The woman.
所以很感谢主，他就提醒我们，当我们看，或者说我们看这里的时候，看见神看的眼光跟我们看的眼光好像不太一样。
Thank the Lord. And this passage, we can see that what the Lord sees is a little different from what we see.
虽然这个法利赛人他可以请主耶稣吃饭。
This Pharisee could invite Jesus to a dinner.
请主耶稣到家里面。
He could invite Jesus to his house.
这个女人她知道了这件事情以后，她知道主在那里的时候，她就去了。
And this woman, when she knew about this, she went.
虽然法利赛人有许多的知识，然后这个女人她可能只知道主耶稣。
And perhaps this Pharisee had a lot of knowledge, and this woman maybe only knew about Jesus.
这个法利赛人可能有很多的知识，有很多外表上的，或者说里面也有一些公义的追求和表现。
And this Pharisee had many outward things, and maybe the Pharisee also had some inward pursuits.
他也可以去判断人。
And he also knew how to determine how people were.
但是他好像不太认识主。
But he doesn't seem to quite know who Jesus is.
他也不太认识自己。
And he doesn't really seem to know himself.
因为好像他也不太知道自己所蒙的恩典有多少的大。
It seems that he doesn't really know how much grace he has received.
这个女人虽然知道的不多。
Though this woman did not know much.
她也不能够请主耶稣吃饭。
She also could not invite Jesus to her house.
但是她知道主耶稣在哪里的时候，她就往那里去。
But when she knew where Jesus was, she went there.
她就带了她觉得好的东西到主的面前。
She brought what she felt was good before the Lord.
她谦卑在主面前。
She went humbly before the Lord's presence.
她可能没有外表的公义，也没有外表的追求。
Perhaps she had no outward righteousness or outward pursuit.
但她里面有许多的谦卑。
But within her, she had much humility.
那因为她认识她的罪，多少的罪得了赦免。
And she knew how much sin she had and how she had been saved.
她的爱就有更多。
And because of that, she could have more love.
那也因为这样，她得到赦免更多。
And because of this, she was forgiven more.
所以她也可以平平安安的过每一天日子。
Then she could live each day in peace.
所以我们今天是不是思考说，今天我思考说，我们今天一个生活，那是不是一个认识主的人，认识我们自己蒙的恩典，罪恶有多少的人？
Today, do we realize how much we have received grace from the Lord?
我们是不是能够谦卑在神的面前？
Can we come humbly before God's presence?
因此我们可以每天很平安地过我们应该过的日子，神所赐给我们的日子。
So that each day we can live our lives in peace.
关于罪的问题。
And regarding sin.
并不是不信主的人的问题。
It's not just a problem of unbelievers.
即使我们信主，每天也常常活在罪中。
Though we have believed in the Lord, we constantly often live in sin.
或许有多，或者有少。
Perhaps sometimes more, sometimes less.
我可以举一些例子，在旧约里面。
Let me give you a few examples in the Old Testament.
旧约，箴言书第六章 16节。
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16.
16到19节。
Verse 16 to verse 19.
好吧，我们可以一起练。
Let's read it together.
耶和华所憎恶的有6样，连他心所憎恶的共有7样，就是高傲的眼、撒法的舌、流无辜人所的血、图谋恶计的心、飞跑行恶的脚、图谎言的假见证，并弟兄中分散不散纷争的人。所以我们的眼、我们的舌、我们的手、我们的心、我们的脚，还有我们这个人的见证。
We see that our eyes, our tongue, our hands, our feet, and our hearts, just our testimony.
或者我们在弟兄姐妹中间，
or perhaps our condition among other brothers and sisters.
我们会不会常常的做了不合神喜悦的事情？
Do we often do things that are not pleasing to the Lord?
然后到新约里面。
And in the New Testament,
在罗马书十四章二十三节，
we can turn to Romans chapter 14 verse 23.
他说凡不出于信心的就是罪。
But whatever is not from faith is sin.
那这个就很麻烦了。
Now this is a problem.
我们的信心有的时候我们都没有，不知道有没有。
Sometimes we don't even know if we have faith.
所以我们做的事常不出于我们的信心，这就是罪。
And many times we do things not out of faith, and that is sin.
所以我们何等需要神的恩典。
We truly need the Lord's grace.
那你知道罪有的是以至于死的罪或不至于死的罪。
And we know that there is a sin not unto death and a sin unto death.
那罪也有可得赦免和不得赦免的罪。
And there is also the sin that should be forgiven and the sin that should not be forgiven.
我们所有的罪都可以得赦免吗？
Can all our sins be forgiven?
在马太福音12章31节，这是主耶稣自己说的。
The Lord said in Matthew chapter 12, verse 31.
所以我告诉你们，人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可得赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵总不得赦免。
Therefore I say to you, any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven men, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven.
第十三、十二节，他又再一次说，凡说话干犯人子的人，还可得赦免。唯独说话干犯圣灵的人，在今生来世总不得赦免。
And continuing in the next verse, and whoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever shall speak against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come.
我们信主的人都有圣灵在我们里面。
We all have the Holy Spirit in us if we believe.
如果我们知道圣灵的带领，或者说知道圣灵的光照，但是我们去抵挡着他。
If we know the light of the Holy Spirit and how he wants to lead us, but we go against him.
如果这个抵挡是一直持续下去的，
if this going against continues to last,
我们会被落入到一个不得赦免的光景里面。
Is it possible that we fall in a condition of not being forgiven?
我不太懂这句话。
I'm not too sure what this word means.
但是我觉得这对我来说是一个很大的提醒。
But I believe that this word is a great reminder.
但这个我相信这不是在于我们救恩是不是在救恩里面，我们都是信主，当我们信主的时候，我们都在神的救恩里面。
I believe that this is not referring to salvation. When we believe in the Lord, we are under His salvation.
但是你知道有的时候就是很，我们会不会很背逆神的意思？
But sometimes, can we be so rebellious against the Lord's will?
那另外提到爱。
And later, in regards to love,
爱是联络全德的。
Love encompasses all things.
所有的都在爱里面。
All things are in love.
从最早，从第一个诫命是爱主我们的神，尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
In the beginning, we are to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, and strength.
第二个是，其次也相仿，就是爱人如己。
And then to love people as you love yourself.
其实我们所有事情都是因着爱把我们连接在一起。
In everything, we are connected by love.
但是如果没有主的爱，这个爱跟主没有太大关系的话，也不过就是我们人的爱而已。
But if we aren't constantly connected to the Lord, then this love is just man's love.
所以我们从神得着的爱能够越来越加增的时候，我们的爱才成为那真实的爱。
And only when we love the Lord and we are connected to Him, then this love becomes true love.
我想那种父母亲跟儿女的爱，我觉得是非常的没有不可取代的。
I believe that the love between parents and their children is irreplaceable.
但是如果我们父母亲没有那个神来的那个爱在我们里面能够满溢出来的时候，常常我们的爱对儿女的爱会产生的偏差。
But many times, if parents do not have a love from, if they are not filled with a love from God, then their love can be imperfect.
求主继续帮助我们。
May the Lord keep to help us.
看见我们是多么大的恩典。
To see how much grace we have received from Him.
所以我们可以谦卑活在神的面前。
That we can live humbly before Him.
蒙神救赎我们，继续的救我们。
And may the Lord continue to save us.
那我们第二个女人。
The second woman.
在马可福音14章第3节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 14, verse 3.
马太跟约翰福音里面也提到类似的，就也提到这件事情。
You see that Matthew and John also discussed this matter.
好不好，我们可不可以一起念？
Let's read it together.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里全坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶真麻达香膏来。 打破玉瓶，把膏浇在那耶稣的头上。有几个人心里很不喜悦，说：“何用这样浪费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30多两银子，救济穷人。”你们他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：“由他吧，见美事，因为常有穷人与你们同在。” 随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的。他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。我想，大家如果有兴趣，可以再去看马太福音跟约翰福音有详细的比较。
又有同样的记载。You can see the same story in Matthew and John.
那关于这个女人也有一些的记载。And
there are some records regarding this woman.
如果你们去看的话，我想也是一样，你会发现这个女人是一个跟随主的人。Again,
you will notice that this woman is one who follows the Lord.
虽然她可能不是，她常常在主旁边，但是有时候不在主的旁边。
She is constantly by the Lord's side, but not always.
但是她的心在主的心，跟主的心是互相呼应的。
But her heart is in the same as the Lord's heart.
她知道主要什么。
She knows what the Lord wants.
她是一个靠近、能够认识跟随主、认识主的人。
She follows the Lord and knows the Lord.
所以她这里拿了一个极贵的，她就描述的说极贵的真麻达香膏来。 玉瓶,
here it says an alabaster vial of very costly perfume of pure nard.
所以他到主那里，他就膏他的头发，擦他的头发。And
she anointed his head.
在约翰福音也提到，他有擦他的脚。And
in the book of John, it says that she also wiped his feet.
这里记载说，他做这样子，他是为主安葬用的，那就是用香膏预先涂抹主耶稣的。
And here it says that she is preparing for his burial as if covering his body.
我不知道他知不知道主一直讲的说他要上十字架的事情。
I don't know if she knew of the Lord constantly saying that he would be going to the cross.
但是神用着这个女人，这个跟随主的一个女人，来成就了这个预备主安葬的事情。
But God used this woman to prepare for the burial of Christ.
它是一个美事。
It was a beautiful thing.
所以，但他家周围的一些门徒就不太认得，不太懂这个意思。
But some of the disciples nearby did not understand this.
甚至于好像有点责难他。
And they even scolded her.
你知道吗？当我们在一起服侍主的时候，常常也常常会遭遇这样的事情。
When we serve the Lord together, something like this often happens.
如果主感动我们做什么事情的时候,
when the Lord touches us to do something,
可能旁边有很多的责难,
perhaps we may receive rebuke from those around us.
但是我想我们就不用担心,
but I believe we don't have to worry.
如果是主让我们做的, 主会负责。
If the Lord has allowed to do this, He will be responsible.
因为我们是服侍主。
Because we serve the Lord.
但是主并没有怪这些门徒啊。
But the Lord did not blame these disciples.
他也没有说你们错了。
He did not say you are wrong.
但是主耶稣提醒他们说，你们就不要责叫责难这个女人。
But Jesus said,
要难为她。
But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you bother her?
然后他说，你们常有为什么？意思就是说，你们常有穷人，但是不常有我。
And he said that the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me.
我想我今天就这世上就专注这件事，这句话。
So I believe the world focuses on this verse.
今天我们的眼光是常常在我们的周围的人事物。
Today are our eyes on those around us, on the people and on things.
而不常常在主同在的事的事实。
And not constantly focus on the presence of the Lord.
是不是我们常常在意那三十元，而不在意主是不是主的同在？
Do we often care about those 30 pieces of silver and not about the Lord's presence?
你知道在这个事，约翰福音记载这个事情以后，马上那个犹大是犹大对，马上就去找祭司长，然后把主耶稣卖了三十银元。
In the book of John, after this, Judas went to find the high priest and sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
所以我们会不会常常用着我们自己认为好的方式来做我们认为要应该做的事情？
Do we often use what we think is a good method to do what we want to do?
主是不是同在？
Is the Lord's presence with you?
所以今天在教会中，我们可以有很多，我们可以做很多的事情。
Today we can do many things in the church.
就是家里面我们可以做很多的事情。
We can do many things at home.
我们教养我们的小孩子也可以做很多的事情。
We can do many things to teach our children.
我们的眼光是不是常常在我们的小孩子身上，而不在主身上？
Are our eyes constantly on our children and not on the Lord?
他一看手机了，马上就说他。
As soon as they look at the phone, you say something.
他坐在那里发呆的时候，你可能要说他。说你为什么不去做你该做的事情？
As soon as you see them sitting down and doing nothing, you nag them and tell them that they need to do something.
如果说我们也常常有主同在，我想很多事情就不是问题。
If our eyes are constantly on the Lord, I believe that many things will not be a problem.
而且教会中也是如此。
I believe the same is true in the church.
我们是不是常常顾到一些事情，但是不见得主在里面？
We constantly consider certain matters, but the Lord isn't necessarily there.
所以我们就很忙很忙很忙。
And then we are very, very busy.
就跟我们家里面，我们的父母亲，我们带我们生小孩子的时候，我们是不是就很忙很忙很忙？
And as we are taking care of parents or for children, are we very, very busy?
外面忙，里面也忙，里面也忙。
We are busy outwardly and inwardly, we also feel very busy.
我知道有的弟兄，家里面常常有那个家庭敬拜，就是把小孩聚在一起，一起的祷告，一起的读经。
I know that there are some families that have a time of worship and prayer with their children.
其实我并没有做到这一点。
And this is something I did not do.
那这是很大的亏欠。
And unfortunately, that is something that was missed.
而我发现这也让我失去了很多东西。
And I believe that I missed many things.
感谢主，我现在跟我两个女儿感情，我自己觉得还好。
But thank the Lord that right now I feel that my relationship with my two daughters is okay.
我大女儿以前读大学的时候，常常不打电话回家。
In the past, when my older daughter went to university, she didn't call home many times.
现在住达拉斯，她在我们两三天会通一次电话。
But now she lives in Dallas, and every two or three days she will call back.
所以我们常常有时候打电话，有时候会超过一个小时、两个小时。
And sometimes we can talk on the phone for over 2 or even 3 hours.
但是我必须说。我失去了很多东西。
But I have to say that I lost many things.
因为我失去那个主同在的那个机会。
I lost an opportunity for the presence of the Lord.
他告诉我。
She tells me.
他说，你知道吗？我们教会是很有福的教会。
She said that our church is very blessed.
那么多人会诗琴。
There are so many people who know how to play the piano.
每一个小孩子都会有一点的乐器。
And nearly every child here knows how to play at least one instrument.
他说他出去才发现，外面很多教会找不到诗琴的。
And she said that only when she went outside did she realize that many churches do not have any pianist.
所以安息教会就会去雇佣,
and they would have to borrow.
你知道他那边的,
or hire.
去雇佣那个诗琴,
many churches outside have to hire a pianist.
有时候甚至也不在意这个是不是同性恋啊, 或者是在意双性恋啊, 或者是异性恋啊, anyway.
And sometimes they do not care about their personal lives or their sexual orientation as long as they can play piano. And sometimes in the mega church there can be thousands of people. And she met the director at their VBS.
There
would be about 1,000 children.
教会里面有那个乐团，你去看那个 mega church， 常常里面就是你进他网站就看到就是那个乐团。
If you go to the church websites, you can often see their bands.
那有些上面的乐团都是请来的。
Sometimes they have to invite bands.
然后他们在 rehearsal 的时候也要付他们钱。
And they even have to pay them for rehearsals.
所以他学音乐的人哦，他就觉得，其实这个真的，你们要学音乐的话，在那边是不错的。
As a person who has learned to play an instrument, she says that that is a nice place if you want to learn to play an instrument.
So is it that
sometimes we often have many things, but we don't have the Lord?
然后这个女人，神说，在你们传福音的时候，述说这个女人所做的。
And here it also says that whenever the gospel is preached in the world, that what this woman has done shall be spoken of.
然后纪念这个女人。
Of in memory of her.
我不晓得，我不是很读圣经很熟，但是好像很少看到在圣经里面提到说你要纪念什么人。
And maybe perhaps I'm not familiar enough with the word, but I don't think there are many places where it says that you have to do something in memory of someone.
但是这个女人是主耶稣所纪念。
But this woman has been remembered by the Lord.
因为她是神所用的器皿。 为主主受尽，他成就了神的，在神的计划里面。
Because she is the vessel of the Lord, and she is part of God's plan in the Lord's burial.
我想第三个女人。
And as for the third woman,
第三个瓶子。
The third and the third jar.
其实，第三个女人是神从起初开始，甚至于起初之前就已经开始预备，到今天。
This woman is one whom the Lord has been preparing from the beginning and is still preparing today. Still in the process of preparation. So there are many verses. I won't mention all of them. But in Revelation chapter 21, verse 2,
讲到说，我又看见圣城耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降，预备好了。 就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。And
I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
所以，我们都知道，其实我们弟兄姐妹都晓得，我们就是这个新妇，就神等待那个教会成他的新妇。And
brothers and sisters all know that we are that bride, the church that God is waiting for.
我们每一个人都应该在其中。And
we all should be there.
都参与在其中。
We should all participate.
然后在提摩太，哥林多后书4章7节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7.
讲到说，我们有这瓦器宝贝放在瓦器里。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
所以我们应该是那个心腹其中之一，其中，在心腹其中。
We should be part of that bride.
我们的瓦器，我们的器皿，我们的瓶子在哪里？
Where is our vessel or jar?
就是我们这个人。It's
us.
我们就是那个瓦器。We
are that earthen vessel.
那我们的香膏是什么？
So what is our ointment?
这个瓶子里面的香膏在哪里？
What is the perfume inside that inside the vessel?
不是我们的知识。It's
not our knowledge.
不是我们的好行为。It's
not our good deeds.
也不是我们在世上有的东西。
It's also not our earthly possessions.
所以乃是主他自己。
It's the Lord Himself.
所以在哥林多后书2章14节里面。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14.
他说感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。
But thanks be to God who always leads us in his triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place.
所以我们这个瓦器有那个神圣灵的膏油在我们里面。
So this vessel has the anointing oil of the Lord.
浸着认识基督而有的那个香气。
And the sweet aroma of knowing the Lord.
你知道那个，我不晓得，我本身没用心用香水，我们家三个女人都不用香水。
And in my house, none of the three women use perfume.
所以我不晓得，但是我知道很多香水非常非常的贵。
But I've heard that many perfumes are very expensive.
因为那个香水如果要很好的香水，它要花很大的功夫的做，才很花很长的时间才能够做成那一点点的香水。
Because it takes much time and effort to make that perfume.
所以神要预备我们这个心腹，总想神要花很大的功夫。
In order to prepare this bride, God needs to spend much effort.
所以我们这个瓦器要把这个香神就一点一点坐在我们里面。
The Lord is making it little bit by bit in us.
那这个香气能够流出来的只有一个方法。
And there's only one way for this perfume to come out.
就是这个瓦器必须要被打破。
This vessel must be broken.
所以这个香气才能够流出来。
And then that perfume can flow out.
我们的眼，我们的舌头，我们的手，我们的心，我们的脚，我们这个整个人都必须要被主来打破。
Our eyes, our hands, our mouth, our feet, our heart, our entire being must be broken by the Lord.
我们必须要让主能够做工在我们身上，我们愿意让主来做工在我们身上，愿意让主来打破我们这一个瓶，这个瓦器。
We must be willing to let the Lord work in us to break that effort. To break that earthen vessel.
我想这当然很，这不是我们天然人所愿意的。
This is not something that our natural man is willing to do.
我想我小孩子长小的时候都是我在骂他们哦。
When my children were little, I was always the one who would be scolding them.
但是当他们长大的时候，我就必须要接受他们的纠正。
But after they grew up, I had to accept their criticisms.
我想刚开始很不舒服哦。
At the very beginning, it was very uncomfortable.
但是细细思想，其实很多时候是我们真的做得不好。
But after considering it many times, it is because we have not done well.
但是做儿女的，我们也知道，我们必须也承认，我们常常做儿女的，我们也常常必须要愿意接受我们长者的纠正。
But as children, we also know that we need to accept the correction of our elders.
我们越愿意接受纠正，我们这个人在主面前的那个光景会越来越好。
The more we are willing to be corrected, the better our condition will be before the Lord.
你也不会吃亏。
And you also won't suffer loss.
会更多的祝福在愿意受纠正的人的身上。
But if you are willing to be correctable, then you are more able to receive blessing.
对不起啊，我要用少斌跟珊珊他们两个礼拜以后的婚礼做个例子。
I will use the example of our brother Zion's wedding in 2 weeks.
我想这几个礼拜看他们那边准备啊，那个珊珊那个笑脸啊，新娘那种那个表现就越来越多。
As I watch them preparing, I see that the bride to be is starting to look more and more like the bride through her smile and her joy.
我想她一定有很多忍耐啊。
I believe she must have much patience.
所以她必须要常常维持她脸上那个笑脸。
So she must constantly keep that smile on her face.
不管怎么样，我相信她本身也是一个非常喜乐的人。
But nevertheless, I believe that she is a very joyful person.
其实新娘非常的辛苦哦。
But actually, it is very hard to be the bride.
她要准备，那她要请很多弟兄姐妹在里面帮忙。
The bride has to invite many brothers and sisters to help her.
我看到新娘人很多弟兄姐妹帮忙啊，做花，在做很多的事情。
Many people are helping by preparing the flowers or doing other things.
我看那个少斌弟兄就站在旁边，不知道在干嘛啊。
And I see that brother Zion is standing awkwardly there, wondering what to do.
弟兄常常都是这样子的。
And I know that many times brothers are like that.
所以大家都很高兴，都很愿意帮忙。
So everyone is very happy and very willing to help.
所以我们有很多的意见。
And many people have many suggestions.
又有人说，我可能不能够帮你的忙，可是我可以给你意见。
And some people say I can't, I'm unable to help you, but I can give you a suggestion.
但是不管这个意见好还是不好。
And whether or not this opinion is good.
我想，我们做新娘的都会笑笑的说谢谢。
I believe that the bride to be will always say thank you.
那当她在准备，我相信新娘当她在准备的时候，她有一个目的。
And I believe as the bride is preparing, she has one goal.
我们大家在一起帮她准备，也有一个目的。
And everyone who is preparing also has a goal.
我们希望在结婚当天的时候，我们一个漂漂亮亮，然后那种喜乐的一个新娘能够嫁给了赵军弟兄。
We hope to see a beautiful and joyful bride be married to the brother Zion.
那她要怎么准备呢？
So how does she prepare?
她可以用自己的意思来准备。
She can use her own will.
她也可以用别人的意见来做她准备的参考。
And she can also consider other people's opinions and suggestions.
但是我相信最后的决定因素。
I believe that the final decision
乃是她要如何能够讨我们弟兄的喜欢。
Is how she can be pleasing to our brother.
别人喜欢不喜欢他不是很重要的。
Whether other people like it or not is not as important.
如果哨兵不喜欢，我们其他人有什么用？
If brother Zion doesn't like it, then what use is our opinions?
那英卓要讨哨兵的喜欢，这是最重要的，对不对？
And so for her, most important is to be pleasing to Zion.
她必须要知道哨兵要什么。
So she has to know what does Zion want.
这哨兵都不讲话，傻傻的，不知道在干嘛。
So if Brother Zion just stands there awkwardly and says nothing, then I don't know.
我不晓得他会不会给珊珊意见，说他喜欢什么。
I don't know if he goes and gives her suggestions of what he wants.
但是我相信我们新娘应该就知道新郎喜欢什么。
But I believe that our bride knows what the bridegroom likes.
这不是照他自己的意思。
It's not by her own will.
也不是照我们其他人的意思。
Or by the will of other people around her.
我不晓得双方父母亲的意见有多少。
And I also don't know how many suggestions or opinions come from their parents.
但是最终，他们站在这里的时候，是要哨兵看到她的时候，他知道说这是我的新娘。
But in her heart, she knows that when they are both standing here, Brother Zion sees her and knows that she is his bride.
所以哨兵找到他的另外一半，成为那个一的。 一个见证，and
that is the testimony of Zion finding the other half, and they two becoming one.
所以哨兵的等待是值得的，他不管他有没有意见，他要等待。And
Zion's waiting is worth it.
常常在婚礼中，我们就看到新郎会站在前面等。Many
times during the wedding, we see the bridegroom standing in the front and waiting.
我们弟兄姐妹帮他们准备好了，我们在那边等。And
the brothers and sisters who have helped to prepare are also waiting.
所以好像他们都说新娘要晚一点出来。
And they always say that the bride needs to come here a little later.
我还等过那个新娘出来等一个小时多。
And I remember once we had to wait for the bride for about 1 hour.
我信主稍微快30年。
I've believed in the Lord for about 30 years.
参加了一些的婚礼。
I've been to several weddings.
我就有看过一个新郎是从那里走过来到前面的。
And only once have I seen the groom walk down the aisle to the front.
然后大家都非常的高兴啊。And
everyone is very happy.
新郎从那里跳跳跳跳跳跳就跑过来了。And
then the groom runs quickly here.
他也非常的高兴。He
is also very happy.
你知道那是谁吗？
You know who that is?
所以你自己去想，为什么大家都这么高兴？
So why is everyone so happy?
为什么对新郎这么高兴？
Why is the groom so happy?
因为我们等他结婚等了好久啊。
Because we have waited for him to get married for so many years.
20几年,
over 20 years.
总算,
finally, he found the other half that the Lord prepared.
我想在那时候的光景大家讲,
I believe everyone was very happy. Today, the Lord has been waiting for us a very long time. And we are also preparing. We are not preparing according to our own will. And And we are also not doing it by what we think is the church's will.
教会没有教会的意思。
The church does not have her own will.
教会的意思就是主的意思。
The will of the church should be God's will.
为什么会有这么多分歧在今天的教世界里面？
Why are there so many divisions in the church today?
因为我们要把持住我们有教会里面的规矩。
We know that there are some rules in the church that we must follow.
我们有那人的意思在里面。
We have man's will.
所以我们就分门别类。 这个教会。
And then we separate into many different groups and many churches.
但是神许可这样子。
God allows this to happen.
不要为难。
But not to trouble her.
但是我们必须要知道。
But we must know.
我们要知道主的意思。
We must know the Lord's will.
我们知道那个新郎的意思。
We must know the groom's will.
当我们新娘准备好了以后。
And when the bride is ready.
羔羊婚娶的时候,
and during the marriage of the Lamb,
我们的高兴快乐就很多,
and there will be many rejoicings.
你知道我们最终到当主来说有一个婚礼是我们一定要参加的,
and there's one wedding that we must attend when the Lord comes back.
也盼望我们在座的每一位我们都参加,
and may we all be able to attend.
我想如果你还不信主, 也盼望你蒙神恩典你也能够 有一天能够跟我们有同样的把握, 我也要参加。
And for those here who have not believed in the Lord yet, I hope that you can also be touched by the Lord and that you can receive His grace and also attend.
在启示录19章9节里面,
in Revelation chapter 19, verse 9,
他说, 天使吩咐我说, 你要写上, 凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了, 又对我说, 这是神真实的话。
And he said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God. May we all be those who have been invited by the Lord to the feast. And we can all rejoice and be glad. You know what is the reason for rejoicing? It's because we have been prepared. And there's another reason. We are one of the participants. We aren't guests. But we are in a family. If we are part of the family, there are many things we should do.
有时候我们在家里面会说，哦，你这小孩子好乖，会帮爸爸妈妈做事情。
Sometimes in a family, we'll say, oh, this child is so nice. He's able to help his father and mother do work.
如果我们这样子说的时候，我们可能就把这个小孩子当做客人。But
when we say that, sometimes we're treating the child as just a guest.
哦，客人，你来帮忙，所以我们要谢谢你。The
guest is helping, so we have to thank the guest.
但是我们没有想到，他是一个家人。But
if the child is a family member,
他吃的饭，他有吃饭，他就必须要洗碗。If
he is able to eat, then he should have to wash the dishes.
他洗的碗是他自己应该要洗的。And
that is something he ought to do.
他衣服应该自己洗的。
And his clothing too.
他很多事情应该要自己做的。
And many things he should be able to do by himself.
当他到一个身量的时候，长到一个程度的时候， 很多事情他必须应该是他要做的， 而不是他不是一个客人。
And when you grow up, there's many things that you should do because you're not a guest.
如果是一个客人， 可能这个家对他来说没有一个他的责任不知道在哪里。
Now, if he's just a guest, then perhaps he doesn't know what his responsibility is.
如果他是一个家人, 他做他应该做的事情,
but as a family member, you do what you're supposed to do.
所以他做的就是他应该做的事情。
And those are the things you ought to do.
所以就没有什么说, 哦, 要谢谢你的意思。
And there is no reason to have to especially thank him.
那, 所以当我们在一起准备的时候, 我们在一起的有服侍, 彼此的服侍,
when we prepare together, we serve one another. It's something that we ought to do.
如果我们只是做客人, 可能服侍对我们来说,
if we are just guests, then perhaps there is no meaning to service.
那如果只是做客人的话, 参加这个婚宴的时候, 可能很容易, 我想很, 会落, 可能会有一种咬牙切齿的感觉。
And if you are just guests, then at the marriage supper, perhaps there will be a weeping and gnashing of teeth.
所以我们必须在神的教会里面，我们乃是一个家人，是神的家的里面的人。
We are family members in the house of God. We must prepare together. Prepare for the Lord's return. The third woman is the one preparing for the Lord's return. We must know how much grace we have received from the Lord. We see our own sin. We are cleansed by the Lord's mercy each day. And we come humbly before the Lord's presence.
我们的主是配得所有的尊贵荣耀。
Our Lord is worthy of all honor and glory.
凡事必须有他的地位。
And he must have his position.
他为首为王。
He is the king and Lord.
不管在哪里。
No matter where.
在家里面。
Whether in the house,
学校,
in the school,
在我们朋友之间,
among friends,
主居首位,
the Lord must be head.
我们不能够在外面是一个样子，到教会里面是另外一个样子。
We cannot be one way outside and another way in the church.
我们不随便随自己的意思而行。
We cannot just act according to our own will.
求主帮助我们能够破碎我们这个人。
May the Lord help us so that we can break, so that we can be broken.
求主帮助我们认识他的。 他的认识越来越多, 我们这个人的破碎, 我们就可以散发出更多的香气。
May the Lord help us so that we know Him more, we are broken more, and that we can express more of that perfume.
我们预备迎接主的再来。
We can prepare for the Lord's coming.
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have a few words of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你再一次恩待我们。
Lord, we thank you for once again being gracious to us.
主，请你的
May your grace and mercy continue to be with us.
主，我们需要你更多的怜悯，更多的赦免。
We need you to cleanse us.
主，帮助我们能够在你的心意里面能够看见我们自己何等需要你自己做工在我们中间。
May we see that you truly need to work in our midst.
帮助我们成为那个预备好迎接你再来的人。
Help us to be those who are ready for and hasten your return. We are full of joy and be glad. We give you all thanksgiving and praise. In Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 谢谢